95.1. The One.
Well, good morning and welcome to a Raider Wrap here on 95.1 The One. Thank you so very much. We got a really big program today for you today, a really big shoe. We've got Savannah Newberg's on, Abby Thompson's on, Lucy Menson's going to be on, and the girls' basketball team, along with Coach Paul Eddy. We're hoping to catch up with them. They're on a bus on their way to Winona for a makeup game today. A.J. Reister will join us with the Meet the Raider and the Raider scoreboard this morning, along with Craig Cardinal, the Nordic track or Nordic ski team, who's going to have Clara Lippert. I think Will Bowmaster will be in studio today as well. So a lot of excitement going on. But the big news today is going to be what's happening in Minneapolis. And before we get to any of the other fun stuff and weather and whatever, we're going to bring on Doug Davis, the swim coach for the Northfield Raiders. Doug, good morning. You're on a bus. Where are you heading?
We are heading up to the Minneapolis and the University of Minnesota Gene K. Freeman Aquatic Center swimming pool.
And what's going on up there? What's weird?
Well, we won our True Team section meet last weekend, and our team qualified for the Minnesota State High School Coaches Association True Team Class A State Meet, which is being held today at the U.
Hot diggity. That's got to be exciting.
Yep. That is very exciting for our boys.
You're on the bus right now. What's the vibe? Correct. What's going on? Are they all just chilling, or what's happening?
Yeah, just before you called me, I just kind of walked around and checked in individually with each of the boys just to kind of give them a little pep talk, and they all seem relaxed, they all seem loose, but they're very excited and looking forward to this opportunity.
Is the whole team participating, or is it just a few people?
Close to. The True Team gives us a chance to showcase our depth, and we get to put four relays in each event and then four individuals. And so we've got, of a 31-member squad, I think we've got 24, 25 boys on the bus here. So pretty close to the entire team is going to help out today.
Awesome. So did you have that expectation throughout the year, or was
No, I wasn't really sure. I knew at the beginning of the season that we had enough talent on our team that we'd be competitive. I thought for sure we might have enough that, you know, in any of those True Team section meet environments, that even if we didn't win, that we might be good enough to get an at-large bid. But the boys over the last several weeks have really started to kind of fall into shape. You know, they've really started to race well. They're really starting to get up and compete. And we are a little bit different team than we were even 3 weeks ago as far as just how the boys are competing, swimming, how we're diving. And so it was a pleasant surprise. The boys had a phenomenal meet last weekend, kind of one of those for the record books. And it was just a great experience.
Is there any one particular individual or team that you are thinking is going to compete highly and make a splash? No pun intended. Well, actually, it was intended. But
yeah, we can do that easily with this particular sport.
Right,
Breck Blake, the one of the private schools. They are easily the class of the field. They are going to probably win this meet handily. And so I don't know there's anybody out there that really can challenge them. They've got a very deep, talented squad. They'll be fun to watch. St. Thomas Academy, another private school, is also pretty solid. We have the psych sheets that were mailed out to us after the entries came in this week. St. Thomas is positioned pretty well. But our little Northfield squad, I think, is deep enough and talented enough that we might be able to go up there and make some noise. And so I'm hoping that if our boys can bring the same kind of excitement, passion, and magic that we did last weekend, that, you know, hopefully finish in the top four, maybe a podium finish. I don't know. Those are kind of those pie in the sky dreams and those goals the boys are reaching for. But, you know, that's why we swim and dive this meet, just to kind of see how that all kind of shakes out.
So what do you think it's going to take for you to step up on that podium?
Our top two boys, kind of our high-end varsity guys, they're already positioned pretty well within their individual events. This meet brings 12 teams from around the state from our class together. And so there are 48 athletes in every event and just about that many relays. And so when we get our top end guys close to the top, they don't have a lot of room to move. They're kind of locked into those spots, and they'll hopefully swim well and get us the points for where they're positioned there. Where we can really make a move and where our team has, again, showcased its strength and depth this year is that in our C and D relays, in our third and fourth spots, you know, in a lot of events, our guys are sitting more in the middle of the pack, where a lot of teams have guys in their relays down kind of towards the lower. They spread out a lot more. And so if our third and fourth boys in our C and D relays can have a great meet today and they can really swim up, That could be the difference in, you know, whether we have a really good finish and, you know, and we're competitive, or if we can maybe, you know, get into one of those places where at the end of the meet, we're all standing on the bulkhead, our team's names are being read off, we're being awarded some of those medals. I mean, that could be where it lands today.
Well, Doug Davis joins us this morning as he's bus bound to the University of Minnesota. And what time was the first time they dipped your toe in the water?
The swimmers start at noon, and the diving competition will be starting a little shortly after that at 12:30. They will be swimming and diving at the same time. They have two separate pools, and so the divers will be warming up and getting theirs started a little bit later because their warm-ups take a little bit longer. But they'll be starting shortly after the swimming gets underway, and we do hit the water at noon today.
So you did say you had like 31 swimmers on the team. How many will be participating today?
We have, I believe, on our roster, I think we've got 25 or 26 boys that are coming with us today that will be participating and contributing to this true team effort.
So everybody's in the pool today?
Yeah, everybody will be in the pool, or everybody will be on the diving board. We got three first-year divers that have been doing just a fantastic job this year, Eric Granquist, Grayson Gray, and Calvin Brisky. They've been phenomenal. And if those guys can go over and they can dive well on the board to complement and support what the boys are going to do in the pool, you know, this could be a really exciting afternoon.
When's the last time Northfield represented themselves in the state?
That would have been in that year 2017, 2018, when we had that really good squad with Becker and Meehan and Schaefer and Beamer and all those guys when we finished third here, but then we were runner-up at the Minnesota State High School League state meet that year. I think it was shortly after that we jumped back up to AA, and while we swam well within the AA ranks, you know, the Lakeville schools are very tough, and they kind of would qualify to go on to the state meet. So it's been, I think as we were talking to the boys, I think it's been 2 or 3 years. Olin Lemkuhl, who's a senior, who else? A couple of those boys, Jeb Sawyer, who's a junior, they were saying the last time they were up here was, you know, Jeb when he was an eighth grader and Owen when he was a freshman. So that was 3 years ago. So it's been a while, and our boys are very excited for this opportunity.
Well, we wish everyone the best of luck today, starting at noon for the swim team. Doug Davis, you know, coach him up. Let's get a podium victory. Shall we hear today?
Oh, that would be so exciting. That would be awesome.
All righty. Doug, enjoy the last bit of solitude you got going on that bus this morning.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll hear from you and we'll have a victory or something. Maybe we'll come back with some hardware here this afternoon. Good luck to you.
That would be a dream come true. That would be awesome, Jimmy. Thank you.
All righty. Doug Davis, our head coach of the boys swim and dive, the Gators, if you will. And they're on their way to the state tournament here this afternoon, starting at noon o'clock. It's about 8 minutes after 10 o'clock. Coming up next, hopefully we're going to have Doug Davis. Or no, I just had Doug Davis. Now we're going to have Paul Eddy, the head coach of the girls' basketball team, will be joining us here in just a few minutes. And a little chance of some snow today, increasing clouds, a high of only about 12 above. Gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Daytime accumulation today of about a half inch or so, not too much to worry about. Tonight, going to have a 90% chance of some snow, 1 to 2 inches possible. It's going to really cool off to around -6, and then its wind chills are going to be about -14 tomorrow. 20% chance of some snow, increasing clouds, a high of only 11. Wind chills as low as 17 below for tomorrow night. Temperatures rising, believe it or not, up to 23 degrees by 4 o'clock in the morning, and then some winds out of the northwest. Chance of precipitation is about 90%. New snow accumulations of about 1 to 3 inches for tomorrow night, and then for Monday, 20% chance of some snow, warming up to only 13. But then it's going to dive Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So some low temperatures, -12, -17 for Tuesday night. Wednesday is going to be sunny and a high of 12. Cold front 2 on Wednesday night. Thursday is going to warm up to 27. And then Friday, hopefully, back into the 20s as well. So we've got some partly cloudy skies. It's pretty clear out, actually, when you think about it. It's not too shabby out there. It's 9 above with clear skies. Hopefully, we're going to get old Paul Eddy on the phone. He's on a bus this morning as well. That and more coming up here on the Raider Wrap. You're listening to 95.1, The One.
Since 1876, Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Agency has proudly offered homeowners and farmers fire, wind, and auto insurance. With Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Company,
Hello?
Hi, you've reached Sean. I'm not available. Leave a message and I'll get back to you later.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or...
Hello.
Hey, is this
Paul? Yeah, this is Paul.
Okay, yep. Paul. Okay, all right. It was forwarding. Okay, so hold on 1 second. We'll go live here in just a second. Hold on.
MoneyPass.com to find the closest ATMs. Community Resource Bank in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC.
Good morning and welcome back to The Raider Wrap with Jimmy LaRue. It's 13 after 10 o'clock. Mostly clear skies, 9 above, going to a big whopping 12 above. For the afternoon. So a lot of fun and excitement going on today. Obviously the swim team is going up to state. They're going to be swimming today. It's Hockey Day Minnesota, which means a lot of different things, but the boys and girls hockey teams are both going to be playing and taking on Winona today as well. So, and it seems to be a Winona kind of day. There's going to be a makeup game today as the girls basketball team heads to Winona, and I've got Coach Coach Paul Eddy, who's on the bus on the way. Is that correct?
Yeah, you got that right. We're on the way to Winona right now, heading down 52 towards Rochester at the moment.
Traffic seems to be okay. I think the roads are pretty good this morning.
Yep, roads are decent, a little breezy, which makes the bus sway here and there once in a while. But I think we're going to make it just fine to Winona, better than we got snowed out on. We were supposed to go down to Winona last Friday, and that was the day we had the big snow, so we're approaching a vehicle in the ditch at the moment, but I think we'll be able to make it fine.
Well, slow and go, as they say, right? Slow and go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, listen, so you're going to head to Winona. That one got – this is a reschedule, or this is – because that was postponed. Is that what the deal is?
Right, yeah. This was supposed to be the trip we took last Friday, and now we're getting to it today. So, yep, a reschedule of a snow out from last week.
Okay. So you come off of a win, which seemed to come a little bit difficult this year, but you did have a 20-point victory over Faribault on Thursday night. Can they feel a little bit of confidence, a little momentum coming up here to drive them into today's game?
Well, I hope so. We did do some good things against Faribault and executed pretty well and won a game that we felt like we should have won. And today's game is a very similar game. It's a team that their only win has come against Faribault also. So we're kind of tied for that second to last spot in the conference right now. And it's certainly a game that we feel like we can be competitive with, and a team that we feel like if we execute and we play our best, it's a team that we're going to beat. So it's going down to Winona, getting off the bus and being ready to play and compete at our highest level. Because if we do that, and we do play with confidence and bring the energy, then yes, this is a game that we should win.
Well, I'm looking at kind of the scoreboard and the upcoming schedule here a little bit. So you got Winona, then you got John Marshall, Mankato West, Mankato East, Red Wing, Owatonna. All of these schools earlier in the season kind of dominated. Do you see that throughout the course of the year, your girls have improved to the degree where they can, you know, maybe put up a battle and challenge some of these teams in that conference?
That's exactly our hope as we turn the corner here into the second round, that we're going to show growth and that we're going to be more competitive the first time than we were the first time around. And so the key to doing that is for us to continue to get better. And once we get into those games against teams that have beat us handily the first time, and the longer we can stay competitive, these are teams that are at the top of the conference, the longer we can stay in the game, stay competitive, keep it in striking distance, the pressure goes to them. And there's nothing for us to lose because everybody expects us to get beat. And so we stay competitive. We do the things that we're supposed to do, execute well. It's going to help if we can have a good shooting night. But any night, anything can happen, and we have to continue to believe that, and we have to continue to pursue our best basketball. And if they're that much better than us and they still beat us, so be it. But we're really gauging our performance on how well we play, not exactly what the scoreboard says at the end of the night.
Have you retained most of the players throughout the year? Have you got a solid team with some depth, or how many seniors you got on the team?
So we started the year with two seniors, and we still have both of them. And we've got everybody still is hanging in there, and we haven't lost any players for the season for any reason, for injury or for any nobody's quit. You know, the girls are sticking together. They're hanging in there. It's hard when you're getting beat badly each night to continue to come back and keep that persistence. But these girls have really shown a great deal of resiliency throughout the year. And for the most part, I think we've done a good job of staying cohesive and keeping everybody on the same page and continuing to move in the direction we want to move and be more competitive every time out.
Well, you've got Winona today on the road, and then you come back home two in a row, and they go back down to Mankato West, and you're back here against Red Wings. So three out of your four next, or three out of your five, I guess you could say, are going to be on home floor. Is there a home field advantage at all?
Well, it's more comfortable. You're just used to the surroundings of your home gym. So, yeah, plus you don't have to get on a bus and travel for a while. So it's always nice to play at home when you can. But ultimately what it comes down to is who's playing the best basketball, who's got the best athletes on the floor. And we need to make sure that we're doing everything that we can to be competitive and play the best game that we possibly can, regardless of how talented the other team is.
Well, again, I mean, coming off a couple of victories here this year, it's been kind of a, like you said, you know, it's kind of a downer, but hopefully they can keep their spirits up. And I guess for me, the lesson I'm bringing out of this is, you know, 2020, we lost the entire, you know, most of the season. We had to, it was just gone, and it disappeared due to you know, through 20 and 2020 and 2021 with the COVID and whatnot. And win or lose, it's an opportunity for these girls to bond, enjoy each other's company, and create memories for their lives.
There are so many things that come out of high school, your participation in high school athletics, that are beyond the scoreboard. And like you said, it's the forming of friendships that'll last a lifetime. It's the experiences of, you know, learning to lose is actually a really important lesson in life, because there are going to be setbacks. And, you know, there's all kinds of research that shows that people who have participated in athletics, whether they were successful or not, are going to be more successful in life just because they have learned to both win and lose and face adversity and face struggles and come through on the other side better for it. And so, yeah, it's a tough season for us in terms of what the record shows, but the benefits are there. Being a participant in high school athletics. And as long as we keep our eye on that as our ultimate, you know, objective at the end, our goal each night is to win a game, but the objective of high school athletics is far greater than just winning or losing games.
Well, we certainly do wish you the best today, anyhow, as you take on Winona again. So that game is at 3:00, so there must be a JV game before that as well, huh?
Yeah, we got two preliminary games. Our C team plays at 12:15, and the JV's at 1:30, and then the varsity game is at 3:00, and If you're sticking around home, but you want to see the game, you can catch it on Winona's YouTube channel. And so that's been a nice thing, is that games are still very accessible. Even if you don't want to make the trip, you can still watch the game if you want to.
Awesome. Coach, really appreciate you joining us today on the bus on your way to Winona. And thank you so much for your time, and good luck to you and the girls.
Hey, thanks for everything you do for Raider Athletics.
All righty. That is our head coach, Paul Eddy, from the Northfield Girls Raiders basketball team, as they head down to Winona for this afternoon's meet. Still to come, we've got Craig Cardinal along with the Nordic superstars, Claire Lippert and Will Bowmaster, hopefully coming up for you here a little bit. And then A.J. Reeser's going to have Savannah Newberg, Abby Thompson, Lucy Menson, and then the Raiders scoreboard. So we got a lot of fun stuff still going on here this morning. Do not go away. Come on back. You're listening to the Raider Wrap on 95.1 The One.
Since 1876, Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Agency has proudly offered homeowners insurance to our area. With Wanamingo Mutual Insurance Company, all decisions are made locally, so you can expect quick, responsive claim service with small-town customer service by agents who know your name. For homeowners or farm combination packages, along with fire, wind, or auto insurance quotes, contact an insurance company that knows you by name, not your policy number. That's Wanamingo Insurance Agency in Wanamingo at wgomutual.com.
Many of us would love an extra flexible way to earn money. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines have many driving positions available, including vans that won't require a CDL, small and regular-sized school buses, and motor coaches. These positions offer flexible hours, days off when kids are out of school. You can even bring your kids to work with you. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines offer on-site training and testing, along with wages up to $21 an hour. No experience necessary. Stop by Benjamin Bus on Highway 3 in Northfield, and we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Are you in the market for a new home or considering remodeling your current home? Schmidt Homes and Schmidt Homes Remodeling should be your first and last call. Schmidt Homes, known for their innovative designs, uncompromising quality and craftsmanship, superior service, while maintaining their reputation of fairness, honesty, and integrity for over 30 years. They're the only builder in the area to offer an in-house designer and a showroom to make your selections. They have over 30 new building lots available in Northfield. Check out their website at schmidthomes.com for more information.
Heritage Dental Care is a general dental clinic that has been a part of the community for over 50 years. They specialize in a variety of dental procedures and services. Comfort and convenience are the hallmarks of Heritage Dental Care. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Make an appointment today with Drs. David Brust, David Buck, Amy Finn, or Michael Thompson.
Come see the difference at Northfield Ford Chrysler. We are the home of the best price guarantee on new vehicles from Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram. We are also the home of an outstanding service department, where we always guarantee to have the lowest prices on tires for all makes and models. We even beat online prices on the 13 major tire brands we sell. Guaranteed. So, if you're ready for extraordinary service, we're ready to serve. 7 to 5:30 Monday through Friday, and Saturday, 8 to 3. Now, with same-day installation on most vehicles. Go Raiders! From everyone at Northfield Ford Chrysler on Highway 3, Northfield.
Heritage Bank is proud to be a locally owned bank that cares about Northfield. They know that their success depends on the success of their customers and their community. Heritage Bank is a proud supporter of Northfield Area Athletics and would like to wish the best of luck to the Northfield Raiders in all of their sports seasons. Whether you are a player or a coach, Heritage Bank is proud of all of your hard work and excited to be cheering you on. Come visit the mortgage and real estate professionals at Heritage Bank, and they will guide you through the home buying process with ease. They look forward to serving you.
Good morning and welcome back to a Raider Wrap on a Saturday morning. It is the 22nd day of the year. And today is, of course, Saturday, January 22nd, the 22nd day of the year. There are 343 days left in the year. I don't know if that was any helpful or not, but hey, I just had to do some fill time while I figured out how to operate this new equipment that we have in here. Good morning and welcome to the Raider Wrap. We have not had a chance at all to really talk to the Nordic team at all, and we weren't actually sure. I don't know. I mean, back in November, you're thinking, are we even going to have a season? Joining me this morning, Craig Cardinal, head coach of the Nordic team, Clara Lippert. Welcome. Will Bowmaster, thank you guys for coming in today. Thanks a lot. Coach, what a weird season to start off. I mean, it was 60 degrees or 50 degrees in early December. I mean, how do you train for Nordic in that kind of weather?
Yeah, so we have a fall training plan. We start actually in early November, so we kind of never depend on snow at the beginning of our season, but we're kind of hoping by mid-December at least that we're skiing. And this year we had one good week in December, and then the rain kind of knocked all of our snow away. So we were back to ground zero, and then finally this last week we're getting back on groomed trails. But until then, we're running and hill bounding a lot with our ski poles. We also have roller skis so we can go out on the roads. Been making extensive use of that new roundabout with its smooth pavement and good wind protection this fall.
Okay, so Clara, you how long have you been on the team?
This is my fifth year on the team.
Wow. Are you a senior this year?
Yeah.
So this is it?
Yep.
How do you feel? How do you feel about your chances in the Nordic ski? What got you into Nordic?
I had a couple friends who told me about Nordic skiing, and I was also on the cross-country team, and there are definitely a lot of people who run who also ski who told me to try it. I started just doing it to keep in shape for cross country, but it's been really fun to get out and ski and enjoy the winter.
How about you, Will?
This is my fourth year on the team. And similar to Claire, just a lot of cross country folks who convinced me to join Nordic. And it's also just a great way to stay active in the winter. I mean, during the winter, you're just cooped up inside, so it's nice to just get out and enjoy the snow. So,
did either one of you ever consider being in another sport?
Not really. Since I joined in eighth grade, I just thought I'd try out Nordic skiing, and then it became my winter sport after that.
How about you, Will?
I used to be in swimming a while ago, but then I just saw the snow and just wanted to be outside in the winter. So.
Awesome. You know they're going to state today, right? The swim team?
Yeah. We're
going
to state in Nordic.
And are you? Hopefully, are you feeling? Are you really? Are you feeling confident?
I think the boys team has a pretty good chance.
So how many guys are? I mean, would that be an individual deal or would that be a team?
So we have one really really good individual who's almost guaranteed to go to state, and he's Sam Folan. But as a team, we have a pretty solid team. As Craig told me just before we did this interview, probably one of the strongest boys teams we've seen come through our Nordic program. So just because we have such a depth, there's a good shot we could go to state. So I'm hopeful.
Awesome. So you were talking about earlier, so conditioning, putting, you know, getting people in shape and stuff like that. I mean, whether you have roller skis or not, I mean, it's just, it's very difficult to duplicate snow, isn't it?
It is, and it also is tough that our season starts in the shortest days of the year, so it's hard to get that practice time in when it's getting dark early, it's often cold. So we really rely on people coming in with some conditioning. If people are not in a fall sport when they join Nordic, I really push them to find some kind of fall sport so they come in with some conditioning. We do our best to kind of get that feel for it, and then when we do get on snow, we really focus on technique and hit, getting the ski motion down for the first month of the season, probably. That's our major focus once we finally can get on snow. We do a winter trip up to Ironwood, Michigan, typically right after Christmas every year. And that's 3 days where they're out on snow 5-6 hours a day. So really, the people that go on that trip, we see a huge boost in their ability just from getting that much time on snow, getting used to being on their skis.
So, Clara, you're also what, soccer player?
I'm in cross country.
Cross country, that's right. Sorry, cross country. So you like getting out the outdoors, running through the woods. That's kind of a good thing, right? Do you then, like when you're not skiing, are you just out doing a lot of running for the cross country, or are you doing some Nordic skiing through the summer and stuff like that as well, or?
Mainly in the summer I just run, and then I also I go to the Y and lift. I'm also in track, so most of my training that isn't Nordic skiing just consists of running.
Okay. So, Will, what do you do outside of the Nordic team?
Pretty similar things. I'm also in track and cross country, so mostly what I do outside of Nordic is just running as well.
So they hold the state meet here in Northfield.
Yeah.
And I thought you participated this year.
We had a couple runners who participated, Nathan Amundsen and Callie Graber.
So, I mean, that had to be kind of exciting. Were you guys out there then, rooting them on?
Yep.
Awesome. Well, Coach, what's the optimism for the team? They're talking about state. Is he on pace? What's going on?
Yeah, like Will said, we have the strongest boys team I think maybe that Northfield Nordic has ever had, at least as far back as I can see. Sam Folland, a junior this year, is leading our team. He has worked hard all summer roller skiing, trains with a group in the South Metro to get even more skiing in during the summer and fall. And he has won every South Suburban, every conference race we've had this year. He's actually up right now in Coleraine racing a junior national qualifier race. So hoping to make it to junior nationals this year. He has really high aspirations and it's paying off. Then behind him, Nathan Amundsen and David Rhodes have both made big strides this year and are kind of filling in. They've both hit top 10s. So to have three skiers in the top 10 is pretty unheard of for our program. We finished second at the sprint event a couple weeks ago, and it's the top two teams that go to state. So while we haven't consistently been second, we've shown that we have what it takes to get there on the right day.
Awesome. So what do you got? What's coming up?
So we have another sprint event this week for the varsity. JV has their first of two conference races coming up on Monday, and then varsity sprints on Wednesday. Then next week is our last normal varsity race, then conference, and then sections.
Where are these located at? Where are you going to that, or is that right here in the local area?
They're pretty much all at Highland Park in Bloomington because they manufacture snow there, so we have consistent trail conditions no matter what the weather or the snowfall is. So it's a course we know well. That's where we've been racing pretty much all season already.
And then sections, same thing up
yep.
at Highland?
Sections will be at Highland.
State?
State is Giants Ridge way up in Bowabic.
Nice.
So we have not been up there yet this year.
No.
Sam was up there last year. He raced at State, and it would be new to the rest of the guys if
yeah.
they make it.
Beautiful country, by the way. You're
yep.
going to love it. Wine Lake right there where the big hill is. Yeah, it's gorgeous place to be skiing. Really exciting. So, well, good for you. It sounds like an exciting time, Clara. This is your last shot. I wish you the best of luck this year and in the future as well. Will, you know, thanks for joining us, everybody. I really appreciate you coming in and talking a little bit about the program. And of course, we wish you well and wish you the best, not only in the athletic side of things, but just life in general. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Alrighty, that is our Nordic ski team here this morning on the Raider Rap. And I got a frog in my throat, so I'm going to go ribbit that out of there. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. Are you thinking of LASIK? Well, we have your solution. We offer the most advanced technology LASIK, no upcharges, no hidden fees. Our one bargain price of $19.95 per eye for the most advanced wavefront technology available done right here in Faribault at the Faribault Clinic and LASIK Center.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Professional Pride Realty is Northfield's only locally owned and operated realty company. Professional Pride Realty has experienced local agents with firsthand knowledge of the ever-changing markets. The realtors and staff at Professional Pride are longtime members of the community and provide a wealth of knowledge of the local markets. They're genuine people who build genuine relationships. Whether it's time to sell your current home or looking to buy or upgrade to a new home, let Professional Pride and their accomplished team help you through the entire process from start to finish. Professional Pride Realty, providing you with good information to make good decisions.
Hi, this is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Professional Dental Group has delivered the same exceptional care for over 35 years. Whether you are scheduling for a general visit or an emergency appointment, we are excited to see your smile. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. John Nowak,
check.
And Dr.
Check.
Tyler Yonke, go Raiders.
At Johnson Ryland Homes, we take every piece of the house and we customize it just for your needs. One example of that would be our custom cabinets. Instead of picking cabinets out of a catalog that are certain sizes, we actually get to know you and how you use your kitchen, and we design a kitchen cabinet that is a system that is exactly for your needs, exactly how you use your cabinet, and there's no wasted space. Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your
When you
dreams.
Are ready to buy a new home or refinance your existing mortgage, Community Resource Bank has different mortgage options available for you. This is Sue White, and I'm here to tell you that Community Resource Bank will help you understand the differences, listen to your goals and financial situation to help you choose the right solution to get you into the home of your dreams. Just go online to begin the home loan process at www.crb.bank. Our experienced lenders will walk you through it every step of the way. Community Resource Bank in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning. Welcome back to a Raider Wrap here on KYMN. Good morning. Jimmy LaRue with you. 23 minutes in front of 11 o'clock. And the swim and dive team on their way up to Minneapolis today to compete in the state tournament. So a lot of excitement. You heard earlier, we had Doug Davis on a little bit earlier this morning. And if you want to catch us after the show, we're going to try to put everything together and we'll put it online. We'll stream it up on kymnradio.net. That's kymnradio.net. All you got to do is go to programs, click on the Raider Wrap, and then click on today's date, and you'll be able to hear back all of what's going on. So we had Doug Davis on this morning. We've had Paul Eddy on this morning. We've had Craig Cardinal on, Clara Lippert, Will Bowmaster. It's been a really fun-filled, action-packed Saturday morning here on KYMN. And guess what? We're not even done yet. That's right. A.J. Reister is going to have an interview this morning with the girls' basketball team, Savannah Newberg, Abby Thompson, and Lucy Menson. That's coming up right here on the Raider Wrap in just a minute. It's going to have a high today of about 12. That's about it. We're at about 10 right now, so nothing really major going on with the weather today necessarily, but there's going to be some gusts this afternoon, about 25 miles an hour. So that could be make things a little bit chilly, so to speak. And we might see some snow yet today, maybe an accumulation of about a half an inch or so. That's about it. Tonight looks like more snow, a chance about 1 to 2 inches, 90% chance of snow is what they're claiming, cooling off to minus 6 with some wind chills minus 14. For tomorrow, it's going to be a chance of some snow, maybe a 20% chance, increasing clouds, a high near 11, wind chills as low as minus 17. And then for tomorrow night, temperatures start to rise throughout the evening. So it'll be 23 degrees by about 4 o'clock. So it'll be a lot warmer when you get up in the morning on Monday. But you'll have some south winds, 5 to 10, maybe some gusts to 20. 90% chance of snow in the overnight on Sunday, 1 to 3 inches possible, waking up Monday morning to 1 to 3 inches. And then it's a continued chance of some light snow throughout Monday, partly sunny with a temperature starting to fall back to 13. So it'll start out 23 and then drop it back into 13. And then Monday night, it's just going to keep on going. It's going to go to minus 12. Tuesday, sunny, cold, high of 1 above. Tuesday night, cooling off to about minus 17. Wednesday, sunny, a high of 12 above, cooling off to around 2. And then Thursday, back into the 20s. Just a roller coaster type of weather forecast. And we're at 10 with some lightly cloudy skies starting to roll in and increasing cloudiness here yet this morning. Let's find out what's going on with Meet the Raider. It's A.J. Reister. Take it away.
Good morning, Northfield Raiders. Welcome back to Raider Wrap. I'm A.J. Reister, Raider Class of 2022, and I am here with basketball all-stars Savannah Newberg, Abby Thompson, and Lucy Benson. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good.
Awesome. Obviously, we're recording this Friday night right after the boys' basketball win against Faribault. You guys beat Faribault last night in a big win. Let's start off with that. How did that win feel for you guys?
It was really refreshing winning a game, and there was a lot of good energy, and it was a great atmosphere to be ending it with a win.
I think it boosted our confidence a little bit since we've been kind of had a rough patch lately, but I think it will motivate us to keep up that energy and hard work.
Like you said, through kind of a little bit of a tough stretch, but a big win. And was it at home yesterday? Or was
it
in Faribault?
It was away. In Faribault.
Beating up on Faribault in Faribault. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, let's get to know you guys a little bit. How has school kind of been going for you guys? We're almost done with first semester already. Mm-hmm. How did it kind of go for you guys?
It's been good. I feel like it's been stressful, but definitely meeting new people and getting ready for college is really fun. So.
My classes are really easy this semester. I don't have to be there till fourth hour, so
it's, lucky.
Yeah. So, and my classes are pretty easy, so it's been good.
I feel like it's going by really fast. It's yeah. nice to like be in person again and all that.
Yeah. What kind of classes are you all taking?
I'm in a sports med class at the high school with John Sand. It's pretty awesome.
Nice. I'm in like senior lit, keyboarding, baking and pastries, and anatomy. So
that's awesome.
All easy.
None of my classes are that interesting. Child psych and AP stats. That's like class.
AP stats. Are you guys in any other sports outside of basketball?
I'm in lacrosse in the spring.
I had knee surgery a year and a half ago, so I quit all my sports after that, but basketball.
Nice. I'm in cross country and in softball.
And you're going to be a cross country captain next year. Ooh, it's going to be awesome. Well, Abby, you are a senior this year.
Yep.
What are kind of your plans looking forward to next year?
I'm going to go to Mankato State next year for nursing. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Vanna, Lucy, both juniors, have you even thought about that yet? Or?
Oh, that's a lot to think about. That's stressful.
I'm thinking about playing softball in college, so like,
wow.
I kind of looked into it, mm-hmm. but not really that much. Not as much as I should be.
You're a junior. You're fine. Well, that's awesome. What do you guys kind of do outside of school and sports? I mean, it kind of dominates all of our lives as high schoolers, but what do you try to do outside of those two things?
I'm involved in 4-H outside of school, so during the summer I'm at fairs and showing animals and doing stuff like that.
Nice.
I just like try and hang out with my friends as much and hang out with my dog. I love my dog, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am a co-leader of the environmental club and I'm an FCA, so those are my two big things other than sports.
What do you mean? You run the cross country TikTok?
Yeah.
Isn't that, yeah. Go follow, like it up. We went viral during the season, so pretty big accomplishment.
That's a big job.
Now we'll get into some of the basketball questions. We talked a little bit about the Faribault game. Well, as you guys kind of talked about, you went through a little bit of a rough stretch. So kind of walk me through how the first half of the season has kind of gone for you guys and what you're kind of bringing into the second half of the season.
The first half of the season, we started out with a good win, and that, like, boosted our energy and whatever, but then we kind of fell down. But it's all about like rebuilding this year because we lost a lot of key players last year, and I think we're just like working on like team bonding, like coming together more and friendship.
Yeah. I feel like the start of our season, we were like kind of went through like unlucky times too. Like we had a while where like, a long stretch of games where we didn't have at least one of our starters. And then, like, one of our teammates fainted.
Oh,
jeez. Brutal game in Red Wing.
And,
like, 8 people got sick. I was sick.
Yeah, I was, too. And one person fainted that game, and then another girl went to the hospital, so.
Oh, my gosh.
In the same game.
In the same game.
That was rough.
One sub at one point.
Yeah.
Like, have so many people, like, sick and not playing their best, and mm-hmm. so get frustrated. And that definitely did not help us.
Yeah. But we've definitely been rebuilding, especially with, like, our energy and our effort in games. And we make effort to be positive and lift other people up when they make mistakes, which has been helpful to the team.
And you guys kind of talked about kind of get that building block this year kind of for future years. Are there any underclassmen that you guys have kind of seen throughout this first half that you're really excited to see excel over the next few years?
Definitely, like, the 4 8th graders,
they
like
are.
Grace, Mostad, Kate Sand,
Tatum
Sawyer, and Amber Mahal. Yeah. Those four.
They're killers. They're awesome.
Stepped up this year. And then Ani Kwas and Kat Orton and McCroom are all sophomores
that are really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've all been playing like significant time on varsity.
Mm-hmm. Contributing a lot to us and keeping us up.
That's a long list of names to kind of look forward to for the future. So
they'll be fun to watch. They'll be exciting.
Definitely.
That's awesome to see. Now kind of taking a step back a little bit, at the beginning of the season, teams typically try to set goals that they go for at the end of the season. What are kind of those goals that you set at the beginning of the season? How are those kind of going so far?
A goal that we definitely have is just to make sure that we're picking each other up, like what Savannah said, like if we make a mistake or something, and just like be more together. Our like on our shirt, we always have like a saying, like on our practice shirts, and this year it's just one more, so like just like one more practice, or like got it, like one more pass or something like that.
Yeah, I don't think we like completely knew what we were going into this year because we lost five like of our starters, so we've just been focusing more on like picking each other up.
And did you guys have any personal goals set for you? Obviously, Abby, this is your last year on the team. Do you have any personal goals that you wanted to shoot for this year?
Definitely to make it through the season without getting hurt.
That's always a tough goal.
Yeah, because I haven't had a non-hurt season all my high school career, so this one is going to be the one.
One of our assistant coaches said that you're double heyday if I screw up. That's my big goal. I've gotten to like 9, so.
You're getting there.
Tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I have a pretty big goal of trying to like lift others up and always talk positively, even if I'm not in the game, being in the game. So I'm trying to stay true to that.
And you guys, those are all great goals, and you talked about got a game with Nona tomorrow at the time we're recording this. When it goes air, you guys will probably already be on the bus going to Winona.
Yeah. 9:30.
So oh, yeah.
Ready
no, you'll
to
definitely
go.
You'll already be on the bus. So kind of walk me through what's your kind of your thoughts going into that big in-conference game.
Well, we definitely have, like, a good chance it'll be a good matchup and stuff, and, like, today we worked on, like, rebounding and making sure we have, like, the same energy we do when we're playing, like, a lot like better team, I guess you could say, like one of like the top teams. We just need to make sure we have like that energy instead of having like energy that they're like the same as us.
Yeah, I'm excited because I feel like we either have lost by a lot this season or like won by a lot, so it'll be nice to have like hopefully have like a closer game.
Yeah,
it sounds like it's going to be a fun game. Good luck to you guys. So
thanks.
It's going to be awesome. Well, thank you, Savannah, Abby, and Lucy for coming in today. You had a great time. Good luck tomorrow and the rest of this season.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you, guys. We've got more sports coming up. You're listening to KYMN 95.1, The One.
And we apologize for some of the...
Are you in the market for a new home or considering remodeling your current home? Schmidt Homes and Schmidt Homes Remodeling should be your first and last call. Schmidt Homes, known for their innovative designs, uncompromising quality and craftsmanship, superior service, while maintaining their reputation of fairness, honesty, and integrity for over 30 years. They're the only builder in the area to offer an in-house designer and a showroom to make your selections. They have...
Hello?
Hey, can you do a couple?
Yeah, I can do it quick. Our warm-up starts in about 10 minutes, but I can do a quick one.
All right, it'll just be 2 minutes worth here, coming up here in just a second.
All right, sounds good.
Hold on.
All right, be quiet, I'm going live on it.
...with ease. They look forward to serving you.
And welcome back to a Raider Wrap here on KYMN. Joining me live from Minneapolis, from the University of Minnesota, is our swim team participant, AJ Reister. AJ, how's it going?
It's going great. We just got to the University of Minnesota, hanging out on the pool deck, getting ready to start warming up here in a few minutes.
What are you participating in today?
Today I'm going to be swimming the 50 free in the medley relay, and then the open 50 free, as well as the 200 sprint relay and the 4x1 free relay.
So explain to me how your participation helps qualify the team to advance.
So, well, we had the section meet last week where we won the section meet last week where I swam in the same events, which qualified us to get to this meet here today. So I was a part of the A medley relay. So I was on the top medley relay, and then I swam the 50 freestyle. I ended up being the slowest on the team, but I still ended up scoring some points. So, last week I was on the C sprint relay. I was moved up to the B1 because I was able to do well enough last week to get moved up to B. And then I'm still on the C 4x1. So, because of all how well we did last week, we were able to, everyone scores in a true team format. So because the whole team did so well, we were able to score enough points to qualify for this meet. And then it's the same type of idea. Everybody scores. So it's about depth. Okay. Going into this meet.
Well, you've got just a few minutes. You're gonna stay. Everything's going to start warming up here in about 5 minutes or so. Doug Davis, pretty excited about the team. How are you guys doing? How are you holding up? What's going on? What's the mind frame? What's the anxiety level of the team here this morning?
We're super excited. I mean, we knew going into last week's section meet that we had a chance to qualify for this meet, and just being able to go in there and get it done, and now we're actually here. This was a huge goal of ours going into the season, to be able to be here, swim in this meet, and have a chance to be in the top three is a huge goal and a huge accomplishment that we're all very excited to have the opportunity to do here today.
Awesome. Hey, man, good luck to you and the entire team. Thanks for joining us this morning, and go Raiders.
Yes, thanks, Jim.
All righty. There he is, A.J. Reeser, state-bound up in the University of Minnesota. So good luck to them today. Good luck to everyone. The hockey team's got a couple of games today. The basketball team's got a couple of games today. So we wish everyone the best of luck here from Raider Nation. We're about 7 minutes away from 11 o'clock. But let's kick back to A.J. A.J. will get us up to date as to the Raiders scoreboard, scores, and highlights throughout the week. Take it away, A.J.
Welcome to the Raider Scoreboard on the Raider Rap on KYMN 95.1, the one. I am A.J. Reeser, Raider Class of 2022. Let's kick it off with some girls Alpine, who took first on Monday, scoring 203 points. Leading the way for the Raiders were Clara Wilson, who took first, Ella Hegseth, who took fifth, and rounding out the top three was Annika Johnson, who took eighth. The boys' Alpine team took second on Monday, scoring 169 points behind Mankato West, who scored 191 points. Leading the way for the Raiders were Billy Wilson, who took first, Kingsley Aslop, who took fourth, and rounding out the top three was Carter Steenblock, who was 18th. The girls' Nordic team took sixth on Tuesday, scoring 191 points, while Egan/Eastview won, scoring 265 points. Leading the way for the Raiders were Lee Fossum, who took 23rd, Charlotte Flory, who took 24th, and rounding out the top three was Clara Lippert, who took 29th. The boys' Nordic team took 5th on Tuesday, scoring 205 points, while Prior Lake won the meet, scoring 262 points. Leading the way for the Raiders were Nathan Amundsen, who took 10th, David Rhodes, who took 16th, and rounding out the top three was Andy Amundsen, who took 25th. The boys' hockey team beat Mankato West 7-0 on Tuesday. Caden Monston and Cam Kaiser each had two goals, while Andrew Winter, Parker Voigt, and Colin Merritt each had one. Keaton Wallach was in goal with 22 saves. The Raiders improved to 8-4-1 and sit atop the Big 9 Conference. The girls' basketball team lost to Rochester Mayo 59-28 on Tuesday. Abby Thompson led the team in points with 9, and then they beat Faribault on Thursday 49-29. They improved to 2-12 on the season and sit in 11th place in the Big 9 Conference. The boys' basketball team lost to Rochester Mayo on Tuesday 71-62. J.J. Gastina and Soren Richardson each had 16 points. And then they beat Faribault on Friday 75-44. Soren Richardson led the team in points with 26. They improved to 7-5 on the season and sit in 6th place in the Big 9 Conference. The boys' swim and dive team beat Owatonna on Thursday 95-82. The boys ended up winning 10 out of the 12 events to improve their overall record to 5-2 on the season.
The dance team swept at the Tri-City United Invite on Thursday, taking first in the varsity jazz and kick, as well as first in the JV jazz and kick. Today, the dance team has the Big Nine conference meet at Faribault at 9 a.m. The boys swim and dive team compete in the true team state meet at the U of M at noon. The boys hockey team plays Winona at Winona at 2. The girls basketball team also plays Winona and Winona at 3. And then the girls hockey team also plays Winona, but at the Northfield Ice Arena at 7:15. That's all I have for your Raider scoreboard. Be sure to stay tuned in for more sports right here on KYMN 95.1, The One.
And that is a wrap for this Saturday, the January 22nd. Coming up just a couple minutes ahead of 11 o'clock right here. Thanks for joining us. If you want to catch more, you can go to kymnradio.net and hear back all of the interviews today with Paul Eddy, Doug Davis, Craig Cardinal, Clara Lippert, Will Bowmaster, Suzanne Newberg, Abby Thompson, Lucy Minson. We apologize for any of the technical difficulties. We're redoing our studios and getting things back up to normal. But you can catch it all. Go to kymnradio.net, select programs, and select the Raider Wrap. And you can hear back all the great interviews today. Jimmy LeDrew bidding you adieu. Good luck to the swim team. Take it away, REM. Let's do a little night swimming. You're listening to 95.1, The One. Have a great day, peeps.
Night swimming.